Welcome back, everybody, to the Weekly Fix. My name is Anne Greenwood, and I am a fixed income institutional portfolio manager here at RBC Blue Bay. It is the last week in what has been a relatively calm, knock on wood, August, and it certainly feels like people and markets are taking some time to recover from what has been an exhausting year so far and reset ahead of what is likely to be a busy fall to close it out. To kick it off, we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell last week at the annual Jackson Hole Symposium, where he displayed a slightly more dovish tone than many market participants expected and left the door wide open for a rate cut in September. Markets, of course, rallied on the news with boosted optimism for risk assets coming into this final week. Powell cited increased downside risks to a balanced labor market and less, but not eliminated, risk that tariff price increases will lead to an ongoing inflation problem as reasons that an adjustment lower policy rates may be warranted. He did, however, emphasize the high level of uncertainty, particularly around inflation, which, given what we saw in 21 and 22, is not to be taken lightly, and that as a result, they will continue to proceed carefully. So overall, a balanced labor market, above target but anchored inflation, leaves us with a cautious but clearly accommodative Fed. Now, what does this mean for markets? In short, it reinforces our view that U.S. risk assets remain well supported. In fixed income, we believe we are in a structurally higher interest rate environment and maintain conviction that the long end of the curve will continue to steepen as longer-term inflation expectations and fiscal deficit concerns get priced in. In credit markets, valuations do look stretched, but all-in yields remain historically attractive. Investment-grade credit spreads are at particularly tight levels, but we do still see some value left in high yield. Trading just inside of 300, spreads are in the lower end of the range historically, but still off their tights. High yield also continues to benefit from strong demand, improved market liquidity, and better overall credit quality of issuers. Buoyed by potential rate cuts, this part of the market may have some room yet to run. All of this said, the risks are far from cleared. Uncertainty remains high, and a wide range of outcomes means we are likely to see more frequent volatility persist. In periods like this, it is important to always avoid overextending on credit risk and not sacrifice liquidity too much. Keeping some dry powder to hand may also make sense to take advantage of shorter-term dislocations. And don't forget, September is a month of seasonally high supply for debt markets, so keep an eye out for potential price concessions as it gets digested. That's it for this week. As always, have a great weekend, and we will see you for next week's episode ahead of the key September 5th jobs report.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.